This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Spy Your Pet with a Raspberry Pi Camera Server, by Michelle Pereno. This tutorial is the first part of my Spy Your Pet with a Raspberry Pi. I own a little bunny called Mochi, and am often worried about him when I am not home. So, I decided to build an interactive cage to connect with Mochi whenever I am at work or traveling. Building an interactive cage involves three main challenges. Install a spying connected camera. Build an automated food dispenser. Access your camera and food dispenser from anywhere around the world. My first challenge was the spying camera system, which I'm going to describe in this tutorial. Required equipment: Raspberry Pi with Raspbian OS. Normally it should be shipped with a SD card with Raspbian OS. A screen with HDMI, USB keyboard, USB mouse, Ethernet cable for your Raspberry Pi. Pi camera or Pi camera noir, infrared. Wi-Fi dongle. Install the camera on your Pi Raspberry Pi 3. Firstly, turn off your Raspberry Pi, and be cautious to avoid any static electricity on your hands. Plug the camera blue ribbon in the Raspberry Pi as shown in the above image. To plug the camera, you have to slowly unclip the white plastic part, plug the ribbon, and clip the white part again. Now, plug the Ethernet cable, the keyboard, mouse and screen to your Pi. Don't forget to plug the SD card containing Raspbian OS. Finally, turn it on by plugging the power supply to it. After a few seconds you should see Raspbian operating system on your Raspberry Pi enabling camera configuration on your Pi. In order to use compatible libraries or softwares with your Pi camera, you first need to enable its configuration on your Raspberry Pi options. Run the following command on your Pi terminal, screen icon in the navigation bar, choose Camera, and select Enable support for Raspberry Pi camera. Reboot when prompted and you're done. Several features should now be available for the camera. Raspastill that captures images, available directly with Raspbian. Raspavid to captures videos. Motion, which is what we are going to use. Installing Motion is a camera signal monitoring software that also have interesting motion detection features. First, let's be sure that everything on your Pi is up to date. Run the following in the Pi terminal. Now, let's install Motion software on our Pi and activate the official driver for the camera. To complete the process, we also have to tell the Pi to activate the driver after any reboot so our camera will always be available. Because we want our camera server to run constantly, let's set it as a daemon, background process, and start it automatically. We are done with Motion installation. Let's configure it so we can have a camera server. Configuring Motion, create a backup and open the Motion configuration file. Find the options below and edit them as follows. Be aware that choosing a high resolution requires a larger bandwidth and your stream will lag if you have a low internet connection. You also have to pick a compatible resolution for the Pi. The stream won't start if you don't. Please check the Raspberry Pi available video modes. Optional. Save motion detection pictures. Testing our camera server from a local computer first, let's start our motion server. By now, you should be able to view the camera stream directly on your Pi. Search for the default web browser in the home menu of Raspbian and check the URL http://localhost/port8081. You should see your camera server. But now, we want to be able to spy our pet from any device connected to our Wi-Fi and also from anywhere outside home. Plug the Wi-Fi dongle to your Raspberry Pi and configure the Wi-Fi connection on it. The official Raspberry Pi Wi-Fi dongle. Run the following command in your Pi terminal on the following file. Put your own SSID and Wi-Fi password. Restart the network interfaces. Now let's get the local IP address of your Pi by launching. In the command line response, find the inetaddr, which will give you the Raspberry Pi IP. We are ready to test our camera server in all the devices connected to our home Wi-Fi. Take your phone or your laptop and go to right pointing arrow http://, replace this by your inetaddr >8081. You should see the camera stream. Conclusion and next steps. Yay! Now we have our local spy camera stream. Say hello to Mochi. Our little friend is now under surveillance, however, we want to be able to view it from anywhere. For this, I recommend using a dynamic DNS service. For a detailed explanation, you can check my next tutorial, how to access your Raspberry Pi from anywhere. What about building a food dispenser for your pet? Get it all done with build a connected food dispenser with Raspberry Pi. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn and publish.